It is November 10th, 2014, UWF UFF bargaining. I'm Brendan Kelly.
I'm Mike Manowar.
Nina Schoenberger.
Cindy Feria.
I'm Marvin Levesque.
Edith Siskin.
John Fix.
Dean DeBolt.
Okay, well, maybe I could start since I sent the email out about trying to get back together. As I've tried to be consistent about, our preference by far is to try and find a resolution to impasse that's, you know, in the best interest of the university and faculty, and to try and get this resolved in a fair manner. My understanding from what was posted publicly is that you all had a meeting about collective bargaining recently, so we were sort of interested in if there were any outcomes on that, if you have a change in your position. My recollection is that we were the last team to put a proposal forward of the 2% across the board and $300,000 for compression, and to see if you will have anything for us today that could help bring about resolution to impasse.
Well, first off, we appreciate, Tom, that you've undertaken this initiative to bring us back together to attempt to try to resolve the wage issue without having to go through the time and the expense and angst of an impasse process. So we appreciate that. You're right. We have had three executive sessions with the Board of Trustees since impasse has been declared. You know, those sessions are, you know, as Tom would tell you, those sessions are confidential, so mm-hmm. I'm really not able to speak to what anyone might have said or, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
As of this minute, we do not have a change in our position. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily take that to mean that we're immovable,
mm-hmm.
and we will not consider alternatives. But I guess right as of this time, we have not been direct mm-hmm. to alter our position. So, I don't know, maybe I don't mean to turn it back on you, but have you had any creative thoughts about how to do that?
Well, we can caucus and talk about that. We just wanted to give you guys a chance to speak first.
Okay.
And so we'll caucus and talk about that, and then call you guys back in.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks. All set?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we'd like to put forward today is just a one-time offer to settle. Again, we think that the best thing we can do in the interest of the university is to compromise and to settle this contract. What we'd like to propose, and if this isn't acceptable, this is a one-time offer, so we'll go back to our previous positions in impasse. This doesn't change our position in impasse.
Okay.
Our one-time offer right now, what the Board of Trustees has on the table is a 3.8% bonus and the MOU for recurring funds.
Correct.
What we are proposing is to literally split that 3.9% bonus down the middle and do 1.9% to base salary and 1.9% bonus. Not to address anything about compression, we can continue those discussions later, and then to keep that MOU in place for the future. So our offer to settle is 1.9% base salary for retroactive for in-unit faculty and with a 1.9% bonus and that MOU that's already in place.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of questions, Jonathan. When you say retroactive, retroactive to what date?
To when the bonus was initiated.
Okay.
The August, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it should be, the university should have that 3.8% already in place, ready to go for this year, you know, and secured. Right, so that money is already secured. 1.9% of that would be transitioned into base salary. And as we know, we're already starting to get back funds from the money that's held in abeyance from the Board of Governors.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions?
I do. Mm-hmm. You said something about compression, but I didn't catch it quickly.
That we're not, in our offer, we had said 200,000, we had said 2% across the board and 300,000 for compression. Right now, we're holding off on an explicit allocation for compression and just saying 1.9% to base and 1.9% to for bonus.
There's no compression component.
There's not a compression component
Thank
right
you.
Now.
Thank you both.
All right, well, we'll take a caucus and be right back.
Okay. Okay.
Well, John, first, we appreciate the overture to try to close this out and to amend your position one time. I realize that if we don't resolve mm-hmm. the wage, that you have the right to go back to your position of impasse. We have been unable in the caucus time that we've had to be able to talk with the people we need to talk with.
Okay.
So what we would, let us go back and do that.
Okay.
And get a response, and then we'll meet again.
Okay. Let's set a deadline for that, to have a response by, if that's okay. Do you know, how long do you anticipate before you'd be able to get the information that's needed on this?
Well, the problem that we are going to run into is Thanksgiving week is okay. hard for us to meet. So it's probably going to have to be the week after. But we don't, why don't we do this? Why don't we go back, find out the most prompt way to get back to you. Okay. So if we can even do it before that, we'll try. If you want to set a deadline, you know, just the deadline is going to be strange if you set the deadline around Thanksgiving because...
Mm-hmm. No, it'd be perfect. It's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I will come dressed as a program.
But Mike, it's the 10th right now.
That's right. We have
how many weeks do you need to make a few phone calls?
Well, that's are you anticipating that we would need to meet in person to give this for you all to give this response to this, or that the response could is there an avenue that the response could come another way?
I think it's been
over a conference call. Or
yeah, I think that's going to be difficult to do because
which is going to be difficult to do.
To try to do it by a conference call or to try to do it in writing because okay. If we are able to resolve it, we're going to have to sign something.
Sure. And okay. So what you're saying is, I don't mean to interrupt you, but what you're saying is to set a session specifically for a response to our offer.
That's what I would
do. Okay, and so and as we continue to move forward with impasse.
Yeah, and we'll identify the earliest possible date.
How about coming Monday?
Well, with this in mind that the plan going forward is to set a date in which you will respond formally to our offer.
Yeah.
Right. Can you caucus and talk to the people that you need to get a sense about when they would be able to give you a firm response on that, or when we could set a date in which you would have a firm response?
Well, we don't have we've done ready access to be able to do that with these people this afternoon. All the people that we would have to speak with, we have to notice the meeting for 7 days, and the notice. Mm-hmm. Cannot go out before this Thursday because that's the next time that the venue for the notice issues because tomorrow's a holiday.
Right.
So mm-hmm. it would have to be 7 days after this Thursday.
This would still be a week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. 20 to 21st, right?
Yeah, I could have to go. Somebody had a conflict on that day.
18 days till Thanksgiving.
That's a lot for asking a question. I mean, 18 days.
Well, do you want to take another caucus? Look at more calendars.
We're flexible. We can be here at any time.
Right.
Yeah, and as far as the first couple of days of the week of Thanksgiving, you know, we'll bring pumpkin pie.
Well, we have people that are out that week.
Or pumpkin latte.
I'll even bring you a pumpkin ale. How's that?
Okay. Do you want to have a caucus? Because I don't know why.
We can do the 12 days of bargaining if you'd like.
Sounds like a song that should be really good.
Okay, I'm a little bit funny, so it works.
Okay, everyone, thanks.
Okay, and we will see you November 20th. So before we go, so you all have a response then.
We anticipate that, yeah. Okay.